It's one thing to watch from far away the beauty of a swooping eagle or the swagger of a cheetah. It's another thing to be up close and personal, as commentator Craig Childs learned at an Arizona waterhole.
The prints were minutes old, the mud still sliding in around their lobes. I turned slowly, scanning around me, and there was the mountain lion to my back, a sleek and fantastic creature 30 feet away. I didn't move. I wanted to see it clearly. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the live body of a wild predator before it vanishes. But in that moment, it began to walk straight toward me. Adrenaline hit my blood like ice. I was the prey at the waterhole. Wait a second. This isn't supposed to happen. I'm a human. And it, I realized, is a cat. This is what cats do. It had been stalking me the whole time, its pace slow and deliberate. I could see in its eyes that it was not going to stop until it had passed through me. I pulled a knife from my hip, one claw against all of its switchblades. A bad ratio. The lion was already here, 10 feet away. Its shoulders came nearly to my waist. Its body was so uniformly sculpted that I could see where muscle gave way to bone, gray-green eyes. I could see the variation in color down to the laser of its pupils. It looked straight into me. I was being gutted. It stopped just out of my reach, a question on its mind. Where is your weakness? But I told it nothing, my face and eyes blank. If it knew of my terror, of each muscle bolted, wanting to turn and run, I would have been on the ground. It walked a tight circle to come around my backside, its tail swaying like a fencer's sword. I followed, never breaking eye contact. My feet stayed planted as I turned. This went on for minutes, hours, days, my entire life. If I stepped forward by an inch, the lion would have to either attack or step back. Then it turned and moved away. I don't know why. I wasn't the right shape. I didn't run, giving it my back, as it expects of prey overtaken by fear. I don't know. As quickly as the lion had approached, it was gone. My hand went limp around the knife butt. I felt as if everything, my body and the world around me, would break the second I moved. So I remained standing. Every loose end, every frayed thought I had ever had, was gone. I had just been in the presence of the absolute.
The comments of Craig Childs, whose most recent book is The Desert Cries,